It smells like celery out here.
Yeah, no, you definitely get the, it's kind of nice where we are today because we're really close to the ocean. So you get a combination of that sea air and a little bit of celery hint. So pretty nice spot to be.
That pretty nice spot to be is a celery field in Ventura County, California. We were there with Tom Deardorff. His family has owned farms in that area for about 80 years.
It's like an ocean of celery.
Yeah, no, there's probably 80 acres of celery here in the field that we're at right now.
Really?
So that will all get harvested in about 2.5 weeks. So
by hand?
Yeah, so every single stalk of celery needs to get cut by hand.
And those hands are getting harder to find. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith.
And I'm Cardiff Garcia. This is The Indicator, where every day we tell you a short story about the economy. And this week, we're bringing you stories from California. It's day 3 in California Week. And dollar for dollar, California is the biggest agriculture economy in the country. Almonds, oranges, avocados, salad, berries, and yes, celery. They're all big business out here.
And that big business is having some trouble. Tom Deardorff says finding workers to harvest these crops has been getting tougher and tougher.
We're definitely on a downward trajectory. Each year, there is less and less availability, and the opportunity to attract workers gets more and more difficult every year.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Swell Investing, an impact investing platform that identifies high-growth companies solving today's biggest global challenges, like clean water and renewable energy. Claim your $50 bonus through swellinvesting.com/money.
In the middle of the ocean of celery, there is a crew of about 30 workers. They walk in a row in big straw hats, hacking off celery stalks and tossing them onto this motorized platform, which stretches across the field and chugs along behind them. They're so fast. It's really cool.
They are. It's a skilled position that takes a lot of years of experience to be able to perform at this level, and obviously you can see they've mastered it.
On that moving platform, another worker cleans up the celery stalk and then packs it into a box. Alex Martinez is the harvest manager out here, and he shows us his celery blade.
It's a 12-inch Dexter stainless steel machete that is then cut about 4 inches from the top, turned and rewelded back to it.
Oh, this is like a custom job.
So, yes.
A lot of crops can be harvested by machine, crops like wheat, corn, potatoes, but most fruits and vegetables aren't quite uniform enough to be harvested like that. For the most part, they have to be harvested by hand.
It is really hard and dangerous work, 10-hour days swinging a knife in the hot sun. And when the job market's strong, like it has been for the last few years, these workers have a lot of other options.
They move into whether it's landscaping jobs, construction jobs, food service jobs. Whenever there's an increase in demand from the general economy, workers generally migrate away from farm work into other areas.
So Tom Deardorff has had to compete for workers. He's raised their pay by actually quite a lot. Back in 2006, working the celery field paid about $8.70 an hour. Now it pays more than $21 an hour. So pay has gone up by more than double. And that is way faster than wages have grown in most of the country. Now, we are well aware of the criticism that's been around for a while that the agriculture sector relies on underpriced labor, and in particular on undocumented workers who take very little money for backbreaking work. We couldn't speak to any of the workers on Tom's farm, but Tom says his workers all are documented and that even doubling wages hasn't solved the labor problem.
Yeah, I don't think it's an economic issue. I think it's a political issue. I mean, it is not sustainable under the current political environment. That is true, because we do not have a legitimate immigration policy that allows us access to workers.
Tom says the agriculture visas that the country offers are not realistic for his business. They're too difficult to get, they're expensive, and there just aren't enough of them. Deardorff Farms used to hire more than 600 workers every year, but Tom says he can't make that happen anymore, so he's had to make changes to his business. For example, he's changed the crops that he plants.
We've shifted away from the most labor-intensive crops, so things like vine-ripe tomatoes we no longer grow anymore.
You don't grow them at all because of labor?
Correct. Yeah, there's just that program alone took about 400 workers. And so we just got to the point where we could no longer find a steady supply of labor and decided that we just needed to get out of that business altogether.
Deerdorf Farms also got out of strawberries. Instead, Tom has gotten into leafy greens, things like kale, cilantro, broccoli, and celery. They require fewer workers and can be at least partly automated. Where Tom used to hire about 600 people every year, now he hires around 200. But even finding 200 workers has been hard. So Tom made another change.
We've also shifted a large amount of our production down into Mexico. So
you shifted production of a big chunk of what you do away from the United States, and now it's being made in Mexico because you couldn't find workers.
Correct. Yeah, I mean, basically, the fact of the matter is that a foreign-born person is going to be harvesting your fruits and vegetables. So the decision is, do we want to do that within the United States with a guest worker program, or do we want to have that foreign-born worker stay in his country and harvest your fruits and vegetables? So based on what we've seen in the political environment over the last 15 and 20 years, we have decided to go down there into Mexico.
And now, with President Trump signaling that he wants to crack down on undocumented workers, the labor situation might get even harder. So, for example, immigration agents have been cracking down on workers in Southern California, and there have been hundreds of arrests already.
Tom Deerdorf says he hasn't seen anything in his area. But if this continues, the supply of farm workers in California could become even tighter for Tom. Because even if Tom only hires documented workers, he could feel the pinch. Because if undocumented workers leave the area, the overall supply of farm workers goes down. And then farmers that do hire undocumented workers will start hiring more documented workers. And that will make it harder for Tom to find workers. So more and more farmers could find themselves moving their operations to Mexico. And Tom says when this happens, it hurts the local economy.
Fertilizers and boxes and drip tape, different things that we're using, we're now acquiring those in Mexico rather than up here. So the jobs related to those services, those vendors, are now in Mexico rather than Ventura County.
How hard was it to make these kinds of decisions based on like what you were seeing?
I mean, if I was looking at spreadsheets all day long, it was a really simple decision and one we probably should have made 5 years before we made it. But I mean, these are ranches that my great-grandfather farmed and we'd rather keep them active, but the economics and the politics of it are suggesting that we do otherwise, so.
So Tom keeps doing what he can to attract workers, including using that little motorized platform, because it means that the workers don't have to carry these giant boxes of celery across the field.
So this machine is like kind of one of the ways that you attract the best people?
Definitely, yeah. No, you're looking for a competitive advantage in the labor market, and this is one way to do that, to provide a work environment that is safer, it's more efficient, and it's just slightly easier than what may occur in somebody else's field.
Do you worry that 1 year you're just not going to be able to produce whatever it is that you're aiming to produce because enough people just don't show up?
Yeah, we try and forecast that a little bit, and we reduce planting sizes, and we spread things out a little bit, and readjust based on what we feel the labor availability is going to be. And then we're constantly looking for innovation to get us the same production with less people. So we kind of attack it on two fronts.
Tom says his business has become this constant calculation of how to harvest more with less, how to get more crops out of the ground with fewer hands. Because in spite of everything, the harvesting machine, the higher pay, the different crops, his turnover rate keeps growing. Fewer and fewer of the same workers come back to his farms every year.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Swell Investing, an impact investing platform blending purpose and profit. Invest in high-growth companies improving the world without checking your values at the door. Claim a $50 bonus through swellinvesting.com/money.
It's time for the Pop Culture Happy Hour Summer Movie Preview. We're predicting hits and flops, telling you what we're looking forward to, and helping you spend that ticket money wisely. Available right now from Pop Culture Happy Hour.